I was hooked. I've never done cocaine, but from what I hear, it's as addictive as cocaine or meth.
Happy New Year and welcome to episode 13, lucky 13 of the Frugal Firearms Podcast, the podcast designed to help you get the most for your money. And today we're going to be talking about maybe spending a little more money than you planned. But first, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Ken. Ken, Happy New Year to you. Hope you had an outstanding holiday season.
Indeed, I did. And this is going to be an exciting podcast. We're going to get to talk about some really cool technology that we've probably all seen and probably all want. So let's go ahead.
Yeah. Did you get anything for Christmas, Ken, that was firearms related?
Well, no, but I did part with one of my two 1967 Pontiac GTOs. I figured I had too many of them, and I had to part with
two
one.
Is too many of a car that
two
big.
Is too many. Yeah, I have too many projects, so I now am somewhat flush with cash to spend down other things that are smaller and much more fun.
Yeah, my single little gift I got for myself, I just didn't give it to myself till after Christmas. I gave myself a speed loader for my LCR, but I picked a company that's really popular, and I won't say the name of it, but it's colored blue if you look at it. And it didn't work well at all because it pinched the rounds and wouldn't let anything go into the cylinder. So just today, you can hear me rattling the rounds in the background. I got one from Five Star Firearms, which is, I guess, a smaller known company. So they're getting a free plug here because this is, I mean, I'm a mechanical engineer, as I've said many times, and this is a beautiful piece of engineering. I mean, I'm just sitting here admiring how nicely this thing is machined. So cost the same as the big name thing and works a whole lot better. So
cool.
Anyway, hey, it's 2025. Time to remind people what the show is about. It's about the value proposition of firearms ownership. It's about, as I mentioned earlier, saving money and getting the most for your firearms dollar. But there's a lot of things this show is not. We don't disparage companies by name online of things that we don't like. And there are things that we don't like, but we're not going to mention them. We aren't lawyers. Are you a lawyer, Ken?
No, although I've always had an interest in constitutional law.
Yeah, but constitutional law doesn't mean that we know a darn thing about your state or your I can talk. Your municipalities. Wow, that was hard. What was the fourth attempt? Your municipalities' laws, or for that matter, federal law. So nothing herein is legal advice. If you have a legal question, who do you talk to, Ken?
You talk to a lawyer from your state, hopefully. Definitely.
Yep.
And yep.
Exactly. But we do like to give opinions, and we like to get feedback on those opinions to us, of course, at our Frugal Firearms podcast at gmail.com address. We also now have a standalone website, which we did not have before. Very simple, frugalfirearmspodcast.com, where it has links to all our social media, has links to every show, and this show included, of course, and has also a link to our email address. So today we're bringing on ATN. Now, I'm going to give you a little background of why did I pursue ATN to get on this show. For some time, I've been aware of ATN's products, which are in the digital and thermal optics arena. And years ago, when I used to go to the SHOT Show, they had a presence, and I kind of looked at the stuff. And to tell you the truth, I thought, this is interesting, and maybe someday it'll mature, but it wasn't really something that I was interested in at the time. Well, the last time I went, I was exposed to a new product for them, which was the X-Sight 5 series, which is a 4K digital scope. And if you've ever been to SHOT, or if you have any idea how big SHOT is, it's a ridiculously large show. It takes multiple days to walk through the show and see everything if you're inclined to try to do that. And every year I do that. And to me, this product that you can't see it, but I'm holding it, was just about the best of show. In fact, in my opinion, it probably was the best of show. And to say that about Schott is a big deal, because I think that they completely turned the tables when they went to a 4K imager of being able to get the most out of this technology and do it at a price point that makes sense.
That's what we're all about. We're all about the price point, you know.
That's right.
Bringing that value.
And ATN did not send me this scope. I bought this out of my own funds. And then I said, you know what? This is a value company now, and I want to bring them on. They did supply as a sample, just to discuss on the show, another new product for them, which is the Blaze Seeker Thermal Scope. Mm-hmm. So Ken and I reviewed that, both very favorably, and we're going to get into talking about that. So on the show, as our guest today, we have Ryan. And Ryan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them how you got associated with ATN. And I understand you're not actually an ATN employee, which is interesting, because you're the first guest we've had who's not a paid employee of a company, but just believes in the product.
You're like a power user.
Exactly. So, Ryan, the floor is yours, sir.
Sure. My name's Ryan Marino. I work with ATN's pro staff. I am by trade a 30-year law enforcement officer. I won't name the agency I work for, but I work in Louisiana. I work for a sheriff's office, and I run a marine enforcement unit. So my day job, I'm on a boat every day running sonar, doing port security, dive operations, search and rescue, 30 years now. I started with ATN, believe it or not. I've always been interested, and I've always been an outdoorsy guy. So, or being a boat operator, a Coast Guard captain, I was a boat fishing guy, also teach diving. And there's a local fire department that I was teaching how to scuba dive. And they were very short on, or not short on funding, but they asked me if I could give them a deal. And I said, absolutely. And their team leader said, hey man, I'll sweeten the pot. How about I take you thermal hog hunting while you're here teaching this class? And I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. I'd heard of it, never did it. And we go out in the first night. I don't remember. I think we killed 8 or 9 hogs, a couple coyotes. And I told him, I said, I will be on pro staff. I will do this just like you're doing it. And he kind of laughed. He said, yeah, everybody says that. I said, no, you don't know my personality. And I fell in love with it. I was hooked. I've never done cocaine, but from what I hear, it's as addictive as cocaine or meth. And I use that analogy, but here we are 5 years later. I hunt 3 to 5 nights a week. I'm a licensed guide. I kill hogs. I kill coyotes. We even do some other nuisance. Like in Louisiana, we have Nutra, which are like a small kind of muskrat. They destroy the marshes here in Louisiana, and we use thermal to eradicate those upwards of 1,000 a year sometimes. Wow. And so that's how I got started. And I started, like everybody else, worried about the price point. Can I afford it? Is my wife going to be upset when I buy this? And like everyone else, I, at the time, was trying to be very frugal. And so I started, like everybody else, with a 4K Pro, which is the predecessor to the X5 that you have. And I learned very quickly it was a great day-night optic. It did what I wanted, but once I realized how good thermal was, I had to have it. And one of the things I liked about ATN is their price point was a lot better than some of their competitors. And that's how I got started in this.
So that being the case, now, you said, because when we first talked on the phone a while back, and you just repeated the same thing, so you're being consistent, but you said you hunt 3 to 5 nights a week, and you're going after Nutria, which, by the way, if we have any environmentalists in the audience, let me tell you that Nutria has done more to kill off, you know, the value of the delta than just about anything else out there.
That's
so
absolutely right.
It's a gargantuan rat, basically. And so I guess what you're telling me is that the laws in Louisiana do allow for night hunting, or allow hunting with a thermal or a low light scope. I guess not every state is like that. I don't know if you're familiar with what the laws are.
So every state is different. I hunt multiple states. I hunt Texas, Missouri. Missouri, for instance, only has, I think, February and March is the only time you can use thermal or digital night vision or night vision to hunt coyotes or hogs. Louisiana, we have year-round nighttime hunting for the five outlaw quadrupeds, which for Louisiana are hogs, coyotes, beavers, armadillos, and nutria. So those are the five things we can kill year-round, no limits, no season, at night.
Do they still give you what it used to be $6 a tail for a
So
nutria?
Louisiana does have a nutria reward program, and it is $6 a tail, and we kill a bunch. The downside is you have to lots of times tromp through the marsh to try to recover the tails, and that's easier said than done.
Yeah, for
And
$6, yeah.
for $6, and then you have to bring them to wildlife. And at the end of the year, they send you a 1099 because they want their taxes on what they paid you. And honestly, I'd rather just kill a bunch of them. I bring customers, we have a good time, they enjoy it. And at the same time, we're helping our landowners who these nutria are destroying their saltwater and freshwater marshes.
I think a logical question, and actually, it's still a question in my mind, is maybe state laws are explicit on this, but perhaps they're not. Is there a, it's kind of a two-part question in two
Sure.
dimensions. One, is thermal thought of as differently than low light for the purposes of night hunting? Let's just put that question out there. Do you get a pass on thermal where you wouldn't on low light, or the other way around?
It's state by state dependent, but in my experience, most states treat them the same for nighttime hunting. Digital night vision thermal are both treated, at least in Louisiana, they are treated the same for nighttime hunting.
Then, that being the case, is there a clear definition of when night occurs? In other words, it's within a certain number of minutes of sundown, it's at a certain luminosity.
So most states give you 30 minutes after true sunset. I know in Louisiana, if you were deer hunting in Louisiana, you can legally kill deer 30 minutes before legal daylight and 30 minutes after legal sunset. And that's just because of the light that is still available and you can still see. Anything after that is considered nighttime hunting. So anything 30 minutes after legal sunset to 30 minutes before legal sunrise.
Okay. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I don't hunt, and I have absolutely no problem with anybody who does. It is not a moral issue. It's just not something I do.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with it. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
I just
just
didn't grow up with it. Yeah.
exactly.
And yeah, right. My scope is more of a personal protection thing, because
Correct.
I could imagine that there might be scenarios where, I don't have a tag to handle criminals. Don't think I need one.
Right,
But
right.
if there is a situation where I needed something low light, the thing that really impressed the hell out of me at the X-Sight 5 was its ability to manage contrast. Because in high contrast situations, sometimes, I mean, not only in low light, but sometimes in high contrast situations, a passive, and I mean traditional glass lens only scope is just, the image sharpness might be great, but you still can't pick out the thing in the shadow.
Exactly.
And as the light starts to dim, even though I don't know what class of how did they used to say that there are certain classes of night vision scopes? I don't know if that
So,
was a military
they were
construct.
Gen 1, Gen 2,
Two,
yeah.
right. And that is true, night vision, not digital. That is your PVS and 14s, 31, stuff like that. That is true or military type night vision, whereas the X5 is a digital night vision.
So it doesn't fall into any of those classifications,
Right.
but as such, I mean, I showed it to, in fact, by the way, I just made ATN a sale today, I think, because I had a
Awesome.
friend who I showed it to, who's prior military, and he became enamored with the scope, and now it looks like he's going to buy one. So,
Great.
that's the purpose here, right? We're helping out
Yes,
each
sir.
other. But if you were to talk to someone who is a skeptic, because, gun people tend to be really skeptical people, I think. Traditional, they kind of stick with what they know. If you're talking to a person who is just like, nope, I ain't doing it. I'm not spending my money that way.
I have the perfect scenario. So one of my coworkers is an avid hunter, deer hunter, duck hunter. His little girl, I think she's 10, well, he was having not a problem, but she would shoot. And of course, on paper, he can see what she's doing. But on a live animal, she would hit deer. And I recommended ATN X-Sight 5. And I said, listen, you can record what she's doing. You can see what she's doing. I said, you can even stream it to your phone and see what she sees as she's seeing it in real time. And so that was a great tool for him to help teach her rifle shooting. Now, in Louisiana, going back to our what we were talking about prior, in Louisiana, the X-Sight is not allowed for day, even for daytime deer hunting, because the law says you cannot use a optic design, a digital or electronic optic designed for night vision is illegal to shoot deer. It doesn't matter if it's noon on a bright sunny day. By definition, I recently just found that out by speaking to one of our local game wardens. There is a law, an older law, which I think was probably designed for true like starlight night vision optics. But it really needs to be updated, because if I'm hunting at noon, all the X-Sight is an optic that can record my shot. It's not doing anything in the evenings. I have to have an IR illuminator if I was trying to illegally kill deer at night with it. And that's probably the big difference, going back to, the true night vision or the classes of night vision versus digital, is that digital optic without an IR illuminator is not real great in low light situations. But the other benefits that I think to the ATN, the capability to go from day to night with just the addition of a illuminator, and more importantly, is the price point. It's the easiest way to get into nighttime predator hunting, hogs, coyotes. You can get the high end, the 5x25 X-Sight 5 for, I think, $900. I mean, don't quote me on the exact price, but I
Without the
know.
LRF. Yeah, with well
Right.
that's yeah
Without the LRF, it's
yeah.
under $1,000. And
Right.
so a guy who wants to coyote hunt, wants to shoot hogs at night, can get into the game for under $1,000. And we talk about frugal. I mean, that's compared to thermal, where your lower end thermals can run 2 to 5 to as high as 12 grand, depending on what you're buying. For some guys, that's the quickest and easiest way to get into the nighttime hunting game.
I would say that that's still, considering what thermals used to cost and what the quality used to be. I mean, we're gonna talk about the Blaze series here, not quite yet, but we're gonna get to that. But some of the more the feature rich set in this X-Sight 5, I mean, it does elevation and depression angles. It has a compass built into it. As you mentioned, it can record to an SD card. It can also stream at the same time.
Ballistic compensator.
Yeah, the ballistic compensator, yeah, and the ability to customize reticles. I mean, it sounds like, well, of course, that's obvious. It's a digital device, but I mean, how many people have thought about, well, I can switch this from MOA to MilDot
That's
to
right.
BDC to just a circle and a dot, and I can do that on the fly. And by the way, if I don't like, I think it's seven different versions that are loaded in the thing.
Can modify them how you want them, man. See, I'm not an artistic guy, so I stick with what comes on it. But some of our other pro staff, I have seen and am very jealous of some of the reticles these guys have designed. I look at them like, man, you put hours into these amazing reticles, and have actually poached a few from some of the guys, because that's not my personality. I'm not a very artistic type guy, but those guys have made some amazing reticles, and according to them, it's pretty easy to do.
Actually, I don't think that ATN supports this, but it'd be kind of interesting if they had like a community web page where people could post a reticle and then someone could download it and then upload it into their scope. I
Yeah,
mean,
that'd be awesome.
that's just a suggestion, but it seems like, that'd be kind of fun. And I mean, the geek factor in this thing is nuts. And but
Yes.
the optical quality is there too. And when I kept going back, it was one of the only booths that I visited multiple times at SHOT because you don't have the time. And I just kept, picking it up, and they're on these little, not quite a whole rifle stock, and I still would
Correct.
point it at the ceiling. I wouldn't flag people, even though it's not a gun. And I'd look up into the rafters, and the rafters is an area which painted black and has white lights on it, of course, which
Sure.
for any other scope is a disaster. And this thing was able to pick out details in amongst the dark areas that a regular scope, no matter what the quality was, could not do. When did they bring 4K technology into the game? Because I remember, like I said before, it was kind of not good
So,
resolution before, and now it's
right,
great.
we had the 4K Pro. I'm not sure the exact year. Again, we resort back to your prior statement. I'm not an ATN employee. I'm an ATN Pro staff. But it's been a few years. The X-Sight 4K Pro has been out, and I tell you, a game changer. I had one of the original ATN X-Sights, and just the clarity when they came out with the 4K blew me away. And now with the X-Sight 5 being even crisper, cleaner, clearer, excellent technology, I think, in my opinion.
So, but it sounds like from what you said before, you'd sort of weigh on the side of the thermals just for maybe your use case.
Correct. For
Not a
me,
lot of city lights, you're out in the Delta.
well, I'll tell
No.
you the big difference for me, because I'm traditionally hunting for farmers and ranchers. We're primarily targeting coyotes and hogs. If I was going out to shoot one coyote, digital night vision is perfect. And I kill a lot of hogs. I have the whole gamut. I run the X-Sight, I run the Thor thermals, but I also get on a lot of pigs. And a single pig or a single coyote with night vision with IR is not bad, but follow-up shots can be very hard to find those animals very quickly. Where with thermal, because they stand out so well, follow-up shots with thermal are a heck of a lot easier. So when you got 20 pigs and you're trying to kill as many of them as quickly as you can, it's way easier to pick those running pigs up through thermal than it is through a night vision, a digital night vision with a IR illuminator on it. And that's why for me, thermal. Now, again, I have the X-Sight. I use it. It's a good introductory option for a lot of people. And so I keep those. I use those. I loan them to people. I have guys that, hey, man, what's the difference in thermal and night vision? Well, here you go. Let's go shoot them and I'll show you the difference.
When we were using the Blaze Seeker, we had an opportunity to go out into not perfectly dark, because this is Southern California, and to
Yes, sir.
get really dark, you got to go really far out. But we were using the Blaze Seeker, and I was blown away. I mean, I had not closely looked at thermal or any of the night vision technology in a long time, because to me, it's always been like, eh, it's going to be too expensive. I kind of really can't afford it,
Sure.
and but man, it was unreal. It was just, I'm just sitting there astounded at it. And I happen to have a cabin up in the mountains near Big Bear, which is a
Yes, sir.
popular, here. And I'm absolutely going to be saving up here and buying at least one of the thermal binoculars here, because we have mountain lion. We have, I'm not going to be shooting them in the neighborhood, as it were, but.
But it's nice to be able to avoid them, know they're there.
And know they're there. We got bears, we got raccoons, we've got bighorn sheep, we have all of these things that go wandering around, and you hear things and you're not exactly sure what the heck it is. And this is just a total game changer. I mean, I was just so floored, not only by the quality of what we were able to see, but and I'm asking, well, how much is this? And it's like, really? Really? I mean, I think the list price is like, $530 or something. And I'm just like, this is astounding, what it's able to do.
Yeah, the specific one that yeah. No more
I
alcohol
have
than
days like that all
45 is.
the
This is not a hangover from the holidays, guys. I was just like,
time.
my ability to talk in 2025 seems to be challenged. I have to relearn it or something. The unit that's on loan from ATN was the Blaze Seeker 1.5 to 12X, which is the model 256.
Right.
And And again, without just because we don't disparage of the company's products, I will not name. I had access to another competitor's product, a few years older, so
Years
I have to
older,
take
yeah.
that into account that it's not a new device, so it
Right.
might not be on a parallel in terms of price point. But they're I will tell you that their current offering, the price point is a great deal higher, and honestly, the Blaze was better.
Oh,
Feature
yeah.
set
Right.
was better. The field of vision was better. The presented image was a lot larger to the eye, and the form factor. You guys can't see this, but this is, I'm just guessing, this is about a 6.5 inch cylinder. Fits
Yeah.
very nicely in the
It's
hand.
so
It's
small and compact.
very light.
I love mine. I have that exact same model. I let customers use it all the time. It's so light, so easy, and it's the size of a men's deodorant can at best,
Right.
or a small can of hairspray. It's
Yeah.
tiny. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't use hairspray, but I could say maybe an antiperspirant can, but yeah, it really,
Exactly.
yeah, there you go. And the other thing that I found though was that, and maybe you can speak to this too, Ryan, there are practical applications of thermal scopes beyond hunting and,
Absolutely.
beyond your, is the Mexican cartel coming over the border to attack me or something like that. I used it for detection of a water leak in a house
Sure.
where there was hot water escaping from an underground pipe and the heat was going up into the wall. And the insurance company didn't believe it until I sent them images that I was able to capture off of it and say, well, yeah, here's the proof. And all of a sudden, there was a reconstruction project going on. There's all kinds of other, I mean, maybe you have a couple examples because you've been exposed to this more than I have, but what are some other examples why someone would not want a thermal scope and specifically maybe not a rifle mounted scope, but just a handheld binocular?
Yeah, and Ryan, before you to
Yeah.
chime in, let me just say, I mean, I was using it just to locate where the studs were in the wall of the side of the house. It was unbelievable, you know. You sit there, and obviously the house is warm, it's cooler outside, and you hold up the thermoscope, and you go, my God, there's all of the studs, all of the blocking, the fire blocking you might have there. You're basically, it's like an X-ray of the house. It's astounding. And since I have a cabin, as I say, up in the mountains, and my cabin is 100 years old. It was built in 1924,
Wow.
and it's been enhanced and modified many times over the years. And I know there are parts of the cabinet leak like a sieve, and this particular tool is just unbelievable about finding out the leakiest parts of the cabin. And anyway, just amazed at the technology.
Well, some of the uses I personally, so my we live in a rural area. We're not far. 10, 12 miles outside of the nearest town. And we have neighbors, but there are times I'm out hunting. My wife may be home by herself. She'll hear something. She steps out on the porch. She has her own thermal monocular and she'll step out and scan our yard. We have a couple acres. She'll scan the yard, see what it is. So for some people, especially the Blaze Seeker being so cheap, so small, it's really easy for people to use for personal protection. Finding what goes bump in the night, looking, what is it? Where is it? And being able to see it. In my job, we do search and rescue. We're on the Gulf of Mexico. I've used my thermals at work before. We get called out at 2 in the morning looking for a stranded boat in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico or out in the ship channel. It's real easy to see a boat or a ship or stranded people. Honestly, the applications. I have one farmer that I hunt for, and he hunted with me a few nights, used a monocular. He's like, this is the greatest thing ever. So he buys one, and I asked him, I said, hey, have you been hunting hogs? He goes, oh, no, I use it to check my diesel tanks. He said, I don't have to crawl up four
Oh.
flights of stairs because he can see the fuel levels in those tanks because of the temperature variances. So he'll drive by, look at a 500-gallon bulk tank and say, oh, it's about time to fill it up. And so the applications are really strictly up to the user. If it involves temperature variances. I've heard of people using them to find faulty electrical outlets because they're arcing and causing heat. Like you said, I've seen people use them as stud finders. It's really only up to your imagination. But for me, personal protection around our house out in the country, search and rescue. I'll tell you, police and fire departments that do search and rescue, you get in a wooded area and you have a child, an elderly person, especially an elderly person with dementia, they have a tendency to hunker down. Thermal is a game changer when you're trying to scan an area for a missing person. And we use them quite a bit at our agency.
I will tell you that when you're talking too about you mentioned the fluid level indicator. I'd never thought of that, but that would absolutely work. The stud finder thing, Ken and I have both experienced looking for outlets and things like that are generating heat in the house. Looking for heat loss, if you have a bad insulation, is a good use. But the amount of difference, I don't think people appreciate this. The amount of difference it takes for this thing to show an image. Is I don't know, and maybe you don't know either, Ryan. It's a
I don't know.
fractions of a degree.
Yeah, it's not much.
I mean, if you walk across a lawn, and I've done this experiment, or down a sidewalk or something, you can see the person's footsteps.
Oh,
Not
absolutely.
for long,
For a
but
short time after.
I've
Sure.
used it to find my dog, and we have a slope behind my house, and he's dark brown, and this is Southern California, so dark brown's kind of a common color.
Sure.
I can't see him. And all of a sudden, oh, there he is,
Well, the other thing people don't realize, and it's a common misconception, is you can use thermal during the daytime. So people say
Yes.
that all the time. They're like, wait up, you're using thermal during the daytime to shoot pigs? I'm like, yeah, it's monitoring the thermal variances. So is it a little different if it's a 100-degree day and everything is hot? Sure. But man, just like you said, there's times I can scan the woods and see animals in the woods, even though it's 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm trying to find coyotes or pigs. I can scan a tree line and see them sometimes tucked in the woods where I normally would have never seen them.
Well, and something else that people don't always realize is the item that you're looking for with a thermoscope does not have to be the hottest thing in the scene.
That's
It
right.
might actually be cooler than the
Cooler, yep.
background, and then it still shows up just great because, as you pointed out correctly, it's looking at the thermal difference,
That's right.
not just an absolute temperature range. Okay, so getting into the quality of the product and things like that, you offhandedly mentioned that, there are competitors out there.
Sure.
Why would someone choose ATN versus, I don't know, perhaps a cheaper import or something
Well,
like that?
I think the number one thing is our customer service. You have issues with an ATN product, you reach out to our customer service, and they're going to repair it or replace it for you. Even though I'm on pro staff, I've had an occasional issue. I use my optics, my monoculars with customers. I've had them drop a monocular and scratch and gouge the lens, reach out to ATN, and get it taken care of. And so, probably for me, our biggest thing is our customer service. On top of that is our products are made in Florida. For the most part, all our products are made here. And there may be products I'm not aware of that aren't made here, but for the most part, our products are assembled here in the United States. And so you're getting an American-made product, not a knockoff from another country that if you have an issue with it, you can never get it fixed or repaired.
Obviously, warranties cost things. I mean, every company sets their warranties according to their expectation of getting things back because it's part of the price, and everyone knows that. So, Ryan, the follow-up question then would be, how does ATN know that a product is ready for the street? And then there's going to be durability issues. And I think that there's a lot of, I mean, I have these suspicions myself that it's not only optics, but it's a bunch of digital stuff going on inside this little package that might be exposed to bad environments. Lots of things can go wrong. And I'm not saying that you can't have things go wrong in a traditional glass scope. Of course you can, because they're fragile too. But how does ATN know that their products are ready for the real world?
Craig, guys like myself, our pro staff, we have a large group of pro staffers across the not only the United States, but across Europe. And we're using these optics on a daily basis. I can give you a personal example. Like I said, I take customers out. They use these optics. They're not there. So we all know when something's not yours, you don't take real good care of it. I have customers, they throw them in the back seat of their truck. They throw them on the floorboard.
Don't you take care of a rental car just as if it was your
Yeah,
own? Come on
exactly.
now.
And so honestly, the way to about durability, because when I first got into the night vision and thermal game, I babied my very first thermal. I paid, $4,000 for it. I babied it. I made sure. And after all these years with customers just throwing them around, they're a lot more rugged than people realize. They're designed to be weather resistant. They hold up. They put a lot of testing to make sure. It's kind of like your cell phone in your pocket. Do you think about your cell phone, how much it gets banged around and thrown on a table? Our technology now is just so much more advanced than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that these optics are just a lot more durable than people give them credit for. And like I said, the pro staff and testers and folks like that put them through a lot of rigorous work.
Right. I mean, as part of, being frugal and stuff, I totally understand. If I invest in something, I will baby it. I will take care of it. I will keep the original box if I'm not using it, whatever it might be. I mean, it will be cared for. Now, one of the things that that I'd like to talk about, maybe a little bit about, is the internal rechargeable battery component
Yes.
about it. Because I mean, battery technology has been evolving wildly over the last thing. We've seen it in cell phones where, the original cell phones, the battery lasts 3, 4 hours. You gotta stick it back in the charger.
Now you get a couple days.
Yeah, several days. And if an internal battery goes bad, or needs to be replaced in 3 or 5 years from now, is ATN gonna be able to help us with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you though, I have optics that are 6, 5 years old that still, I'll give you the example of Thor 4 thermal, which is the predecessor to Thor 5. I get 18 hours of battery life on that thing. That thing's 6 years old. It's the very first scope, first thermal I bought. I still have my original Thor 4 384, and that thing is still a go-getter. I can charge it, and customers use that gun all the time. But if you were to have an issue, the battery does on those optics does have to be replaced at the factory. You contact customer service, get with them, and I'm sure they'll get you taken care of, Ken.
So, do you know about maybe you're not the guy on the inside to answer this question, but stemming off, all the improvements and things like that, do you know what's in the pipeline that you can talk about?
I do not. I'm as excited about SHOT Show as everybody else. I'm hoping it's something new and outstanding. And I wish I knew, but I don't know what's coming down the pipeline, Craig.
Well, then I got a perfect follow-up for you, which is ATN has something called an upgrade program.
Yes.
Tell me about that if you can.
Sure. So that ATN upgrade program, if you buy your optic new from ATN, and you buy that optic, and let's say 4 months down the line, you realize, man, I really wish I'd have bought a 640 thermal, just an example. You bought a 384. If you contact ATN, they will give you that cost of that optic towards your new optic. So basically, we'll just ballpark it. The 384 you bought costs 3 grand. And the optic you want's 5 grand. Depending on how long you've had it, they'll give you that amount towards your new optic. And so really, you're not losing a whole bunch. And again, don't quote me on how much they give you, but I know that I have two friends, excuse me, who personally, I told them, hey, get the 640. They were very adamant about getting the 384. Then they would shoot a 640 and they'd say, hey man, I want to upgrade it. A friend of mine, Eric, a very good friend of mine, when he upgraded his. They gave him 100% of what he paid for it towards his new 640.
Nice.
And that was only, I think he only had it 2 or 3 months. So I think it really depends on how long you've had it. After a year, it may be less or whatever. But yes, they do offer you an upgrade incentive, so to say, to upgrade your optic.
Well, I mean, how many companies do that at all? And
I
you
don't know of
it's a
any.
small list, I'm telling you.
Yeah, brand loyalty right there. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Something I failed to mention earlier, a feature I just thought about
Okay.
was the one shot zero.
My absolute favorite thing.
Yeah, okay. Frugal people, frugal. Tell us how one shot zero goes.
It's so easy, a caveman can do it. And I
And
actually
this is not a
did.
Geico commercial, so.
No, it's not at all. Honestly, so we'll use the Thor 5. I'll shoot, I'll see my impact point. You put the crosshairs where you were originally aiming. You go into our one shot zero function. You move and when you hit the one shot zero, it brings up a second set of crosshairs. You move those, you hold on your original point of aim. You move the crosshairs where your round impacted and hit save, and it drags and adjusts it, and you're there. So, what I traditionally do is I'll start at, say, 100 yards. As far out as the zoom is. So let's say we're shooting a base magnification of 4 and I get it there. Well, you can tighten that group up quite a bit because at 4 power, your minute of angle is pretty big as you zoom in. So let's say it's a 4x32 thermal. I can zoom in and get in pretty tight, and it's making smaller minute of angle adjustments the more you zoom in. So I can get it really close at 4 power, and then I can zoom into, let's say, 20 power and get it even tighter. And you just tighten it up as much as you want. But to just one shot get it in the X, so to say, it literally is a one shot zero.
Yeah,
And
think of
it's yeah.
how much ammo are you saving there, guys?
A bunch.
With the cost of ammo, it all adds up.
Oh
Any,
yeah.
yeah,
I
any.
have, and again, I know we don't talk about other companies. I have some glass optics that I absolutely love also. And sometimes it takes me 5, 6, 8 shots. Well, depending on what rifle I'm shooting, you might look at $2 a round where I can make maybe 2 or 3 shots with the one shot zero and be on. It adds up really quick.
It does.
Absolutely.
It does. You got any funny stories, other little anecdotes, things like that you want to share with our listeners as we're getting toward the end here?
Talking about thermal and what you see through thermal, there's crazy stuff you see when you're riding around 2, 3, 4 in the morning looking for hogs and coyotes. And one of my farms, we pulled up scanning and we see a guy taking batteries out of a tractor. We've seen other people where they think they're in the middle of a cornfield in a vehicle or outside of a vehicle, and they think they're all alone in the middle of a cornfield visiting. We'll leave it at that. And you're like, oh wow, am I really seeing what I think I'm seeing? So you see crazy stuff out at night through thermal that otherwise you might not see.
See, there's your reason right there. Now, you wouldn't want to have it maybe mounted on a weapon while you're observing people
Oh,
socially.
monoculars,
Okay,
monoculars.
binoculars. Because if you had a flinch response, that might just not go very well.
Right. That's right.
Anything else you want to share about websites? Where if you're doing if you or ATN is doing any events that people should be aware of or social media accounts they should look at, all that stuff.
Right. So I tell everybody, of course, if you're on Facebook, there's ATN, ATN Core. If you go to our website, which is atncore.com, you can check us out. If you're a new ATN owner, you can actually sign up for the ATN University, and they do a free class where they walk you through the X-Sight and the Thor 5, and they teach you how to effectively use it. We found over the years that people are like, oh, it's a piece of junk. Well, what do they do? Like most guys, they don't read the book or try to find anything. They just go try to use it. And with a little bit of help, it makes the product so much more productive. And so Facebook, we have an ATN Smart HD group that you can come in. A lot of the pro staff are there. We answer questions on a daily basis, and it's not a pick on you or there's no, the old there's no stupid questions. Come in, ask questions. We want to help you. We want you to enjoy your ATN products to the best of their abilities.
Outstanding. Ken, you got anything else for our guests to this evening?
No, other than the fact that, I mean, as I say, it was not a technology, well, it was a technology I was aware of, but not a technology that I used. And just using the BlazeSeeker, floored. I'm astounded. And I'm looking forward to that shop to see anything new that might come on the market. But if we have people with limited funds and just want to get into to thermal, the BlazeSeeker at a price point of, just over $500 list, phenomenal product with unbelievable uses around the house, things you haven't even thought about. So
Yeah,
that's basically what I'm saying. Yeah.
exactly. Any closing, save rounds there, Ryan?
Well, you guys ever down in Louisiana, come make a hog or coyote hunt with me. I run Merino's Outfitters. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Be glad to take you guys out hunting. I know you said you're not a big hunter, but maybe we'll get you started, get you introduced
But
to
I'm
it.
not adverse to it though, and particularly for vermin,
Okay.
that,
Oh yeah.
that's
Man,
where.
we'd love to have you guys. Y'all welcome anytime. Just let me know and we'll get y'all taken care of.
Sounds good.
Appreciate that,
Hey,
Ryan.
all
Thank
right.
you. Hey
Thank you
guys,
for
thank
your
y'all
time,
for having
Ryan.
me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
So, well, Ken, that was an outstanding guest. Another in our, you know what? I'm just going to say it again. We are the best gun related podcast in the universe that's audio only, bar
Of
none.
course. Of
Our
course, I believe that as
we're
well.
yeah, we
Absolutely.
get to the point, we let our guests own the floor and we make it happen. And I really hope that more people will expose themselves to these products because, that the ability to do stuff you just never thought you could do.
Exactly. And this thermal technology is phenomenal. I mean, if you think you've seen it or you think you've seen it on a movie or TV, wow. Take a look at it if you have an opportunity to take a look at the ATN. This is BlazeSeeker monocular. The uses around your house that you wouldn't have thought about, astounding. Just amazing.
And if you're a geek like me and you like doing stuff like designing reticles, even silly reticles, I mean, you could have something with a smiley face and the button nose is the center of the reticle or something like that. I mean, you can do stuff like that just for the hell of it. I mean, and that by itself, I'm not saying that makes it, that justifies the cost of the object, but I mean,
No.
it's worth a little bit of fun at the
Yeah.
range.
But as frugal, I mean, this technology is getting into that realm of, it before was something you'd never be able to buy. And then it's kind of like getting down to the point where, no, this is a doable thing. This is a technology that I can add to my collection, something I can use. So I think
Exactly,
it,
exactly.
yeah.
All right. So, next up, maybe we'll have some live content from the SHOT Show because the next show we're going to be producing is to the right side of the SHOT Show. Maybe we'll get something there. At least we'll get some more contacts. But everyone, if you have a company that you think is good, I mean, we just gave a free plug. I just gave a free plug today to a company I didn't know about until a few days ago. Get a hold of us at frugalfirearmspodcast@gmail.com, or just visit the website, frugalfirearmspodcast.com. Anything else, Ken?
Nope, that'll do it. Wish everybody, a happy New Year, as it were,
Yeah,
here in 2025.
let's make it a good one. All right. Good night,
Indeed.
folks.
Good night.
Do you want to ask it, Ken? Do you got a good way to ask this question?
No, I think you're doing fine.
Okay.
That was a thumbs up. We can't see Ken, but he gave you a thumbs
Thanks.
up, Craig.
Damn it.